Welcome to Booktoberfest. I'm Sarah McDonough. I'm here with Ben Hunter and Rob O'Hearn, and we are celebrating Booktoberfest.
Yeah, you actually said welcome to Booktoberfest.
Oh, did I?
I think we should
just go with that.
Yeah.
We're in it. It's happening. Booktoberfest is here.
And
this also is the Booktopia podcast. Ben.
What is Booktoberfest?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say? Booktoberfest is our yearly celebration of the big releases of the year. As Christmas comes up on the horizon, all of our major publishers and smaller publishers put their big heavyweight books of the year in pole position to try and win the prize of being the Christmas bestseller.
It's a bit like Oscar season, but for books.
Exactly, which makes it that much more exciting for us. So if you go past the window of your local bookshop, or if you jump onto the front page of Booktopia, you are going to see Marcus Zusak, Lee Sales, Leanne Moriarty,
Jodie Picoult.
Jodie Picoult.
Matt Riley.
It just goes on and on.
Kate Morton.
And on. It's incredible. And so we have this big party every year. We make all the key titles 25% off or cheaper to make it nice and friendly. And there's a great prize. Any of the books.
The prize is so good.
Love this prize. Buy any of the books. And you're automatically in the draw to win a year's supply of books.
Like, that is my dream. The fact that I'm excluded from winning this prize from working here is almost enough to make me want to quit.
Mm.
I would love to win that prize.
Yeah, it's great.
Whoever wins that prize, I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, no, we get to, you get a gift credit on your Booktopia account every month. And we just keep topping it up for you. And we stay in contact with these people and they just have the best time.
Could we come up with free books for a year?
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. So. Fiction?
We're going to talk about fiction.
Wow, someone just dropped a pallet on the other side of the wall.
Did you say fiction?
Fiction. if you jump onto Booktoberfest, the first thing you're going to see is the blockbusters. Marcus Zusak, Jodie Picoult, Matthew Riley, Jane Harper, Lee
Which
Child.
Which one are we going to talk about first?
Well, the book of the month is Bridge of Clay, Marcus Zusak.
Oh,
and
what a
with
book.
Good reason. It is a huge thump of a novel. It's a brick. It is an extravaganza in literary form.
Yeah, it is a brick, but I mean, not in a way that... It's like a brick that you just will love to get lost in because it's not going to hurt you. I mean, it will potentially make you cry.
There is so many tears in this book. There are characters that you will deeply fall in love with. We had the great honour and privilege of meeting this guy who's been out in the wilderness for 13
Marcus
years writing the book. He came in and we did a podcast with him. Go back and listen to it. He is remarkable. He has just invested so much of his whole life story, his whole family story in this book. It is incredibly Australian. It is a huge adventure. It is absolutely touching.
It is something that I feel like will be studied in schools. Like, it's kind of, I don't know, like a new kind of, it gave me vibes of Cloud Street. Like, it just feels like one of those books that's going to be...
John made a really good observation. We've been buzzing on Boy Swallows Universe all year, which is this extraordinary debut Australian adventure story. That
amazing.
Just wiped all of us out and tears streaming down the face. This tanks that sort of 300-page novel and then just it's that in brick form. It's there's so much value here. Readers of The Book Thief will really enjoy this.
I really think they will because it's a totally different setting, sort of totally different kind of story, but it does the same thing to you almost. Like, it just really, it's just, I mean, I guess emotionally devastating but also uplifting, like that amazing combination of like, I will break your heart but you will like it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Just, yeah, amazing. Bridge of Clay. Yeah. Excellent choice for Book of the Month in Booktoberfest.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely worthy. And, you know, he had to sort of fight for that amongst...
Lee Child, Liam Moriarty,
George R. R. Martin's new book. I mean, come on. Like, these are Robert Galbraith.
Oh, the competition for Book of the Month. Yeah, yeah, that would have been hard.
I was sweating bullets.
I just read Lethal White over the long weekend.
It's huge as well.
Enjoyed it. Yeah, it's much bigger than any of the other books in the series, but I was into it. I just really like these characters, so I'll spend however long with them that I'm allowed. So it was kind of nice.
Let's segue on that into crime thriller. Because
The Lost Man.
Yeah, Jane Harper. How good is that book, Sarah?
Oh my gosh, that is such a standout for me so far this year. I think, you know, we're really spoilt with the amazing Australian crime that's being written at the moment. And, you know...
Jane Harper is just the forefront of that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this book is just... You know, you have this bit of trepidation when you hear that an author that you really like is moving away from an established series. Admittedly, it's only two books, but let's call it an established series with Aaron Falk. And then she's doing something different. And you're like, oh, will I like it? And I... think it's now my favorite of hers. I think it's surpassed The Dry for me, which is really a big deal.
It is a big deal. The Dry has just won over so many legions of fans for Jane. And this book builds on that same tension and that same feeling that permeates The Dry and just does it...
It's just, so just well.
It takes it to a whole new level.
And it's a much more kind of, I mean, The Dry kind of worked on that familiar sort of template in crime fiction of like the guy returning to his hometown and there's secrets from his past and, you know, and he's in a like capacity to be the crime solver. And he's like, because I forget his job is like financially,
I think he's with the federal police in the city and he has to go back to the small town to, dig up some bones in the past.
Yeah. So it's like the great thing about that I remember thinking at the time was that it's kind of like that stereotype of the world-weary detective going back to his hometown, except he's not really the world-weary detective in any way. Like, he's really quite different and he's, you know... Anyway, that was The Dry. Brilliant. Loved it.
And then
this book is like...
It's so much more insular. It's all
a family story.
It's all frozen inside the same enormous cattle station in central Queensland. Just that red earth.
And then the way that she describes that landscape, it honestly felt sometimes like I was standing on Mars. Like, it's really alien and strange. And you're like, is this even Australia? And it just gives everything this kind of... haunting, bizarre, unfamiliar, but familiar feeling. It's amazing.
I can't wait for people to be reading this. And I'm hoping we get Jane in to talk about it because, goddamn,
I'm going to lose my mind. I won't be able to construct sentences.
Yeah. Robert Galbraith, Lethal White, fantastic, as
great.
You say.
Really enjoyed it.
Michael Connelly, Dark Sacred Night, I love it. Michael Connelly has hit that one out of the park. New Harry Bosch, and it is brilliant. Just so sharp, so gritty, so grimy. Love it.
I actually can't believe I haven't read it yet because I'm such a fan.
And
I'm a fan separately of these, obviously, Bosch for a long time, but I really liked Rene Ballard. And so the idea of
him
teaming
them
up
together
is so
really
good.
Well.
And I'm so obsessed with this book and I just haven't read it yet. It's kind of like delayed gratification, you know? Like, I know that I'm going to love it when I read it and I haven't done it yet.
I mean, you're also going to get Anthony Horowitz, Ian Rankin, Janet Ivanovich. They're like all the big guns of the genre are there.
Crime is on fire.
There are collections from Michael Robotham and Caroline Overington. They're suggested what to read next. It's fantastic, and we've done this for a lot of the pages in Booktoberfest. It's a great resource, to see, you know, what's the lead titles of the year, but to actually do some exploring and some digging. It's a fantastic resource. I really want people to get on there.
And we've got some little, like, specials as well. Like, there's some signed copies available of The Woman in the Window. Like, there's only one woman, guys. It's not women.
That's a sequel.
The Women in the Window, which is an amazing, amazing book. And
There's a whole page on Australian fiction, for which Leanne Moriarty is leading the charge as Book of the Month, of course. We have sold thousands of this thing already. It is just going to be the fiction book of the year.
That's another one that is a real treat when you think, like, when you have a favourite book from an author. Everything Leanne Moriarty writes is great, and I like every book that she's ever written, and I assume that I always will. But when you have a long-established favourite and then a new book comes along and it's like, oh, this might be the new favourite, like, that's a big deal for me. Nine Perfect Strangers was I really enjoyed it.
She was a bit, the sort of vibe I'm getting is that she's really gone...
it's a bit left crazy.
It's a bit crazy. Yeah. She's being adventurous.
But it's not really that crazy. Like, the thing about Leanne Moriarty is that she's always done that. And she's always taken these sort of ordinary sort of circumstances and just thrown in a little bit of far-fetchedness. And, like, admittedly in this one, you know, you've got a bunch of people isolated out in this wellness retreat and some crazy stuff happens. But it's not outside the realms of, like, it's to me, it was wonderfully unexpected where that story goes. I really enjoyed it.
The other thing I love about the Australian fiction page is how many signed copies there are. I mean, at the time of recording, all these are going to go out of stock, like lightning, some of these.
Yeah, so get in quick. We've got Holly Throsby.
There's Holly Throsby, there's Rachel Johns, Trisha Stringer, and Christina Olsen, who's written this fantastic book called Shell. We just had her in to talk about it, and she's touring now. It's this brilliant book that is in this fabulous hardcover with it's a work of art in itself.
It's a pearl of a book. It's luminescent.
Yes, that cover is. Set against 1965 in Sydney, the sales of the Opera House are going up, and there's this storm of controversy around it. And
how weird is that? Yes. Controversy around the Opera House. Yeah, well, how timely.
Incredibly timely. she does this beautiful contrast of this moment in time when Australians are sort of looking to define their identity in this grandiose cathedral to art and glory. And at the same time, they are doing, you know, that's the biggest state-sponsored arts project ever.
Yeah.
This incredible structure. And it still is the Australian landmark.
Mm.
And at the same time, there's the biggest state-sponsored killing in the form of the Vietnam War and the draft. And so there's this huge upheaval in society. And she asks the question of, you know, when is it right to take a side, and how much are you willing to give? It's a fantastic book. It also falls into the, I'm going to jump again to the buzz section.
Okay, section of Booktober.
The buzz section is, I think, a personal favorite of mine, because it's where we put all of our literary greats. In the fiction sphere, and of course, it's headed up by our very own John Purcell. The girl on the page, we've talked about it so much. It's a love letter to literature itself. It's also scandalous. It's funny.
It's a literary page turner.
It's a literary page turner, yes.
We love this book. I was talking about it the other day, actually. It still kind of amazes me that John wrote it.
Yeah, because we totally forget that when we're reading it. It's just so good. You get totally taken away by the characters' voices.
100%. And it's not as though I'm saying that I didn't think him capable of writing a great book. It's just fascinating to read something that has so much to it and is so surprising and so, like, you know, blew me away, really. And it's written by someone that you know.
Yeah. it's so good to see him up there. Next to Sarah Perry, who wrote The Essex Serpent, she's got Melmoth. There's a new Tom Keneally, which I'm very excited to read. 12 Men Dying, the new Kate Atkinson transcription, which is awesome. I love that book.
And Sally Rooney?
Yes, Sally Rooney, of course. This is my book of the year, absolutely. Murakami, his new massive one. Barbara Kingsolver, so many more.
This year is kind of insane. When you think that all of these books have come out.
What I really loved about putting together this enormous campaign, I think you'll agree, Rob, is how much balance there is in the whole market of books.
Totally.
There's such a good year for books.
If you can't find something in these pages that you like.
You're unpleasable.
You're looking for a gift for somebody and if you can't find something, then you...
You failed.
It's your failing. You just
lost. It seems amazing. Like everyone, there's something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. And we've just covered the fiction there. There's all the nonfiction categories. There's a whole dedicated book over as kids page. There's just so much to explore in this. So I really want people to get out there and get on it.
We're just talking about the fiction at the moment, but it's so much more than that.
Mm.
It's huge, it's big, it's the biggest, it's the best, it's Booktoberfest.
And it's happening now.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.